from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 to join the show a night or day after last night's All-Star Game, won by the AL. What a ton of Phillies flavor throughout. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, to all the pedestrians out there when you're crossing the street and the light's green, put some pep in your step and get your ass across the street, man. For real. Because, I mean, I've had a couple times where, you know, people, like, the light's green and I'm getting ready to go, and they're just looking at me like I'm in the wrong.
Well, the worst is when they're looking at their phone. Like, they're not a care in the world, cross the street. Look, like, can we at least make some eye contact
here? And you know what? The only reason I haven't yelled or cussed anybody out because I don't want that to come back to bite me.
Well, you are in the wrong. They have the right of way.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
When the light's green.
Yes, they do.
No,
you,
they don't.
There's a walk sign for a reason, yes.
No, but the light's green. When the light's green, because they're halfway across the street, they attempt to walk.
If you're making a turn, they have the right of way across the street.
No,
you're wrong.
When I'm making a turn. But I'm not making a turn, Kyle. I'm going straight.
Oh, okay.
And they're just walking across leisurely.
All right.
You're going to mess around and get your feelings hurt messing with me.
Well, you're going to get something else hurt.
Definitely not going to hit nobody, but I will call you some mean and hurtful names.
Sounds like the theme for the day. You're going to mess around and get your feelings hurt. All right, a lot to discuss today, including the biggest takeaway I had from the All-Star game last night. And, guy, I need the Phillies to go get between now and the trade deadline. We'll get to all that coming up. But, Hugh, we continue our countdown to Eagles camp. We are just, what, like five, 6 days away?
Yeah, I was about to say three. But
we're less than a week.
That's my mouth.
Once it's less than a week, we
no,
lose count.
No, because it's hump day, right?
It's hump day. It's Wednesday.
So it's six.
6 days. 6 days.
Yeah, because it's
six days.
Two, that's easy stuff.
All right, 6 days away from Eagles camp. And, Hugh, I've said this to you quite a few times. The first thing, the number one thing I can't wait to see when we get out to training camp for the first time and we're doing our shows from there, starting hopefully next week, we'll figure out the whole schedule. The station's going to have a lot of shows live from training camp. But when we're out there, Hugh, the first thing I'm going to look for is, how does Jalen Hurts look as a runner? How do his legs look? And I understand it's just going to be practice and all that, but does he look spry? Does he look fast? Because we all saw last year, he didn't look that way. He looked slower. He had the knee injury. He just looked stuck in mud. In fact, his yards per carry last year, 2 years ago, 5.6, then 4.6, and they went down to 3.9. He just didn't run the ball super effectively, and I thought it affected a lot of things. So, Hugh, as I think about all that, I do have a thought in my head or a question in my head that I hope we don't find the answer to, but I am wondering. And that is, can Jalen Hurts win without his legs? If he, as he ages or he becomes a different player, you know, can he win more as just a pocket passer and a quarterback? And Hugh, my feeling on this right now is he needs his legs to win. Not that he will become a terrible quarterback if he can't run anymore, but I think for him to be the best version of himself, he needs his legs. I thought last year was part of the reason that he couldn't get away and dissect the blitz. In the past, he had run away from the blitz. Like, the blitz had come, someone had got close to him, and he just makes a miss and he runs away. Couldn't do that as well last year. You look in his career, when he runs 14 or more times, the Eagles are 10-0. And I thought the biggest difference last year in the offense was they stopped using the RPO because defenses realized he's not running. Like, his knee's bothering him. He's not running. We're not respecting the RPO. And without the RPO, the deception wasn't there in the offense. Hugh, I think Jalen's dual threat ability is unique. I think he's one of the better running quarterbacks really we've ever seen. You know, you think about Cam Newton and Justin Fields and Michael Vick and Lamar. Well, I mean, somewhere in that, you know, list, you put Jalen Hurts as a runner, what he does with his legs. I think he needs his legs to win. Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because I don't know until we see him how his legs are going to be this year.
You know what? I think there was a time early in the season for me personally where it looked like he was becoming more of a pocket passer. And when you ask that question, Joe, does he need his legs? Well, obviously I was thinking I was being smarty pants. Well, obviously he needs his legs, Joe, because you need legs in order to run. But to your point, I feel like that's a part of his game, but it doesn't need to be the biggest part of his game. Because the one thing that sticks out to me when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, and that's a comparison that I like to compare Jalen to, not because he's on the trajectory of a Patrick Mahomes or he's in the caliber of Patrick Mahomes, I should say, but when I look at him and his attempts to run, they've been down over the last couple of years, his rushing attempts, Patrick Mahomes, that is, and he's more of a threat in the pocket, and he is a guy that when he does run, it hurts you worse when you don't see it coming. And I felt like early in the season, that's what Jalen was, because he wasn't running the ball that much, and they were winning games. And that's what I liked about his game. It felt like he was being more of a pocket presence as a quarterback. Now, to your point, it does stress a defense out when he does take off and run. But I feel like that doesn't need to be something that happens as frequently as it's happened in the past. I think he needs to be more of a pocket passer in order to be successful in the NFL.
So what hit me with this conversation is the other day that list came out, right? The top 10 quarterbacks, ESPN put the list out. And in that segment where they had Jalen Hurts, they were talking about Jalen Hurts, this was part of the article and part of the reasoning an NFC executive didn't have Hurts in the top 10. Quote, he was playing hurt. The Eagles tried to downplay that, but he didn't look right. He wasn't the same runner he was in the past, and passing the ball was tough for him. I felt that. I felt last year without his leg. Like, think about the safety against Tampa.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't take off.
He couldn't move.
Get away. He couldn't move.
There was also a play against Arizona where he tried to cut back, and it just didn't happen. And I think it affected a lot of things. And maybe they're better against the blitz if he could get away. You know, week one against the Lions 2 years ago, they blitzed him all game. And he ran away from the blitz and made first down after first down. I think Jalen needs his legs. Yesterday on Get Up, they were discussing this. Jalen not in the top 10. And the idea, does he need to be a dual threat? Here's Booger McFarland yesterday on Get Up.
We can talk about if and maybe. He wasn't very good last year. Let's just be honest. And we can talk about a lot of reasons why he didn't throw the football well last year. He got paid. He didn't run the football as good last year. Let's just call a spade. Now, can he get back to where he was? I honestly have no idea. He's got to be a quarterback that's got to be a dual threat guy. He's never going to be a pocket passer. It was almost like last year, they tried to make him a guy who lived from the pocket, and that's never going to be his game. Just like Lamar Jackson, it's never going to be his game that he's going to stay in the pocket. He's got to be a quarterback that uses his athleticism almost to kind of fool the defense like he's going to run and then throw the football down the field. And as far as Philadelphia season, Greeny, there's a lot to be found out about this team and about their mental psyche. You don't go 10-1 and then lose like six out of your next seven, and then everybody's loafing on defense. The defense is not as good. A lot of people are pointing fingers. Yes, the quarterback was hurt. He was not healthy. But at some point, there's a lot more that's going on with that football team than we know about.
Booger said a lot there. He said a lot.
And to a certain extent, I agree with Booger, because he's basically saying what I'm saying. He needs to fool defenses into thinking that he's going
to run. Which is what the RPO was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but at the same time, he needs to be more of a pocket presence. I think that the one thing for me when Patrick Mahomes matured into the quarterback that he is and what he does extremely well now is he going to sit in the pocket. He will sit in the pocket and he will try to dissect you from the pocket. But when you least expect it, he takes off and he runs, and it hurts the defense. Now, when you talk about Lamar Jackson, this is how I look at Lamar. Lamar's a phenomenal talent, but if I was playing today and our defensive coordinator said, Jim Johnson was like, hey, he's going to take off and run. You know at some point he's going to get tired of trying to throw the football. He's going to take off and run. To me, Jalen needs to be the opposite. He needs to be that guy that – he's going to dink and dunk you from the pocket. He's going to make those plays. And when you least expect it, that's when he takes off and run. Because the thing is this. When I think about what Booger is saying, lions don't change their stripes, or tigers, whatever the hell, the animal that got stripes. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Don't laugh at that, Joe. You know what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah. But
they don't change their stripes.
I know what you mean, yeah.
So when you're out – stop it. So when you're out there playing football – and you got a guy that you know in his heart of hearts he's trying to run the football, it ain't that funny, Joe.
It was funny.
You make sure you try to stop the run. You stop the running process that he has. I think Jalen needs to be more of a passer. I really do.
So I think that it'd be better if he could become a great passer. I'm just not sure if it's going to happen. Like when I think of Jalen Hurts, the best version of him is the RPO, freezes the defense, and then he throws the ball accurately down the field. Without that freezing the defense,
small sampling size,
the same.
He looked pretty good from the pocket to me last year.
In the beginning, some of the year.
So to me, that shows me that he can do this.
He could
this.
Do it. Well,
he
could
do it.
And that might be why Kellen Moore's here. 215-592-9494. The best game I thought that Hurts played all year last year was the Rams game. He won from the pocket, but he also ran the ball for, I think, about 70 yards. He made big plays with his legs as well against the Los Angeles Rams. All right, that conversation, we played a little bit of Booger McFarland yesterday, ESPN. Listen to this part of it. Dan Orlovsky on Hurts, what he is, what he might be, and the idea, does he need his legs to win?
The Jalen Hurts that went to the Super Bowl, and Greeny, I sat on this very show and said he's the most improved passer I've ever seen in my life, or the guy that had 20 turnovers last year, and the guy that was arguably the worst quarterback in the NFL when it came to handling the blitz. And that's a little bit of the unknown right now with Jalen Hurts, is if you are going to tell me that he's healthy and he's going to be utilized as a runner and have the success that he did in 2022 and hurt teams when they blitz him like he did in 2022, great. Then he's no question in that top seven, top eight category. But if we're going to get the guy that last year was hesitant in the pocket, that had his eyes down looking at the rush, that had no plan to handle the blitz, maybe not all his fault, scheme certainly mattered into that situation, then he doesn't belong in that top 10 list. And candidly, he'd be closer to 20 than he would be to 10.
Ooh, that last one hit at the end. The candidly, Orlovsky saying if he plays the way he did last year, he'll be closer to 20 than he will be 10. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need his legs to win? Kyle, what do you think on this as we get set for camp? And I'm not sure at this point, physically, what kind of runner Jalen's going to be as he gets into his fifth season.
Yeah, I, of course he needs his legs to win. And like, I don't think what Dan Orlovsky said there is like groundbreaking stuff. You could say something similar about Lamar Jackson, who very clearly needs his legs to win. What would Lamar be, you know, quarterback ranking-wise, if he didn't have his legs? Josh Allen is another guy. Like, I know he has a great arm and all that, but Josh Allen needs his legs to win.
I think he had a 50-yard rushing touchdown in the playoffs last year.
He did. And
yeah,
the game that the Eagles played against the Bills, but I think Jalen had 65 yards and two touchdowns rushing. Josh Allen had 80 yards, and he was killing the Eagles on like those long third down runs. I'll even go as far as to say, while Patrick Mahomes, we know, is the best thrower of the football in the NFL, one of the things that Patrick Mahomes does that like absolutely kills you is make the play with his legs when they need him to. Like, how many third and 15s do you see the Chiefs get into and Patrick Mahomes pulls something out of a hat? Like, because he can run. It's not a bad thing to say that Jalen Hurts needs his legs. Like, I think people get too hung up on the label and calling him a running quarterback or a pocket passer. Like, who cares? Is whatever's best for the Eagles offense in order for them to win. Like, that's what I want to see from Jalen. And now that they added Saquon Barkley, like, think about the kind of threat that Saquon Barkley will be if Jalen Hurts is the runner that he was in 2022. It just makes everything that much easier.
So I think you're right on this. This isn't a bad thing, but my concern is what kind of runner do we now have? I'm just going to bring these numbers up. 2 years ago, or excuse me, 3 years ago, 5.6 yards per carry. That was his first season as a starter. 2 years ago, Hugh, 4.6 yards per carry. Last year, 3.9 yards per carry. And you look at his career dating back to college, he's run the football a lot. He's taken a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that part of his game is
starting to diminish a little bit.
And it happens to, I know he's a quarterback, but if I was saying those words to you and it was a running back, what would you say?
This time he's about to be cooked.
He's about to be cooked. Now, Jalen's a dual threat, so he has his arm, but if this is who he is as a runner, it changes his game.
Yeah, I think though, that when you look at that, and I think about all the other quarterbacks that have been in the situation that he's in. Cam Newton, when his legs went, because he didn't evolve as a quarterback.
He went when his legs went, yeah.
Yes, you know what I mean? So I feel like in order for Jalen to maximize his potential in the NFL, and I think about all the quarterbacks that I've played against in the past, the ones that beat you from the pocket and have the ability to run, like a Russell Wilson when he was at the top of his game. Russell Wilson didn't want to run the ball. He ran out of necessity. Like, and I look at Jalen and the small sampling size that he had early in the season, And he has success throwing the football. Now, to your point, Joe, when he tried to pull it down and he tried to run, he looked a little slow. He looked a little gimpy. But they were still having success. I feel like with Saquon being here, that takes pressure off him running the football. But I feel like in order for him to have longevity and he can still have success, it has to be from the pocket.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need his legs to win? And we say win, we mean win big. Like, be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. Does he need his legs? I think he does. Kyle agrees. Hugh thinks he can evolve away from that. Tony is in Delaware. Hey, Tony.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
I believe that Jalen Hurts needs to learn how to be a pocket passer to be an effective quarterback in this league. Now, why? Last year, they took away his strength, running the football. Greg Cosell, who watched a lot of tape, shocked me by saying that Jalen couldn't read the middle of the field. Then he said that he had a hard time addressing the blitz. Unless he changes and learns to read the blitz and learns to read the field, we're in trouble whether he runs or not. So I believe he has to learn how to be a pocket passer for him and the Eagles to be an effective, a successful team.
Tony, on your point there, I think that's why Kellen Moore is here. I think they're trying to evolve this thing and evolve Jalen away from needing his legs so much. I think that's the hope. Now, Tony, we'll see. And we'll see starting in September 6th. Like, can he do this? Can they do it? I don't know the answer. But I think that's why they hired Kellen Moore, because he's, you know, he kind of did that with Dak. Because when Dak was young, he ran a lot. And then as time has gone on, he's a pocket passer.
And I got something for Hugh. I got to tell Hugh something.
What happened?
Hugh, you showed that you were not born and raised in Philadelphia with your comment about pedestrians. Those of us who were born and raised in the city, we are taught from day one, we have the right of way. No, regardless of what, it doesn't matter. We have the right of way.
Wait a minute, hold up, but Tony, what about when the light's green? Like, wait a minute, Tony. What about when the light's green and you're still crossing the street? I don't have the right of way?
I still have the right of way. You better wait for me,
because
if you hit me, guess who's in trouble?
Hey, Tony, I'm not going to hit you, but I'm going to call you some mean and hurtful names, though. I'm going to roll the window down and say something to you.
You can't, but we're going to slow down and stroll slower for you.
You know what? Hey, Tony, you know what? You're probably right. I just need to shut up and just let you do your thing.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Tony, good stuff, man. Appreciate it. You triggered Tony.
I get it. But still, man, it's rude.
So here's where I'll find the middle ground with you. The pedestrians obviously have the right of way. But I do think it's courtesy if you at least show a little effort.
But
sauntering gets me. Like, don't saunter. Just a little pep in your step. Recognize everyone's trying to move here. Do your best. That's all.
But it's the ones that will take off the lights yellow and then it turns red. And they just start their little stroll across the street and then look at you like you're in the wrong, like, dog. Maybe if you move your butt a little bit faster, you can get there in time.
You have to be conscious of the light going the other way. If you see it turning yellow, maybe don't start heading out in the street. But if you're in the middle and it's green, like, sorry, man, just wait a second.
No, get your butt out the
way. No, you wait. We have the right of way.
I guess I'm in the wrong in this one. That's all right. This ain't the first hill I died on.
And we know when you die on a hill, you really die on a hill.
I'm going all in.
You will just continue to fight.
I push them chips all the way to the middle of the table. I don't care.
Just like Johan Rojas and everything else we do around here. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need his legs to win? I believe he does. And, you know, as you watch him last year, he couldn't move as well. It was so evident. Every time I think about Jalen Hurts and his athleticism as the quarterback position, the play that stands out to me that I think about is his first year as a starter, 2021. The play he had against the New Orleans Saints. I'm sure if you kind of close your eyes, you remember it. It was an amazing run. He did a cutback at like the 25-yard line and ran the other way for a touchdown. And I every time I think about what he was last year as a runner, I think back to that. Like, man, it was different. Now, Hugh, I hope when we get to camp next week and the Eagles get to camp, I see him take off. And I know it's just practice, but I see him take off. And I'm like, all right, it was just the knee last year. He's back. He can run. Because then he has the dual threat ability again. Last year he was barely a dual threat quarterback, right? He had a lot of rushing touchdowns because the tush push, but he didn't feel like much of a threat in the run game last year.
Yeah, but he was to me early on, and it's funny when you talk about a quarterback. I always have to preface it by saying early on, he looked pretty good throwing from the pocket for me.
What happened at the end?
I guess they figured him out. They did that, and this offense didn't evolve
That's
to
true.
That point. I think that in order for Jalen to be successful and be the guy that I think he is that can get us to the Super Bowl, Joe, you got to evolve, man. Because when I think of Cam Newton came into the league, and he was a pretty good quarterback. Didn't evolve. If anything, Ron made him regress as a quarterback because he took him back when they went to the Super Bowl to what Cam did well, and it didn't do Cam a service.
And once his legs went, it was over.
It was over. You have to evolve. Michael Vick is a perfect example of a quarterback. He evolved late.
With Andy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he evolved. That's what you have to have. Michael Vick will always be known for the electrifying player that was in Atlanta that would kill you with his legs. But when he was here in Philadelphia, you know him from those passes that he threw, the one that he threw to DeSean Jackson.
Against Washington.
And the one he threw, that was a punt return against the Giants when they came back and won.
Well, he had a big fourth quarter, Michael did in that one. Yeah,
but that's what you have to be, people, as a quarterback. You have to be a threat from the pocket. You could be a threat running the football, no question about it, like Patrick Mahomes is, but you first have to be a threat from the pocket.
Well, Jalen either has to evolve or he needs those legs back. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need his legs to win big? Camp opens next week. I can't wait to see what he looks like as a runner because last year it looked like he was stuck in mud. All right, your phone call is coming up next. All of this on the Eagles, on Jalen Hurts, the pocket stuff. Does he need his legs to win? Plus, we'll get more into last night's All-Star game, how the Philly said, did, all that in a bit. Your calls after break. 215-592-9494.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hurts on a quarterback draw. He's at the 5. He's in. Touchdown. The Eagles win. Hurts does it again.
Oh, my God.
Hurts does it again.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
He's amazing.
Yo, there's a party at Lincoln Financial Field.
And the Eagles are 10-1. What a win.
You're
what
all
a win.
Can we just go back to that moment in the season? That was like the last fun moment of the Eagles season last year, the Jalen Hurts touchdown run to beat the Buffalo Bills in late November, and he did that with his legs, which he needs to be a great quarterback. Welcome back. Midday Show, 215-592-9494. The Jalen Hurts run against the Bills, peak of the season, maybe peak of Hurts last year, as they beat Josh Allen on the Bills with that run. And we're discussing today, based on the quarterback list that came out a couple days ago, one of the evaluators said, hey, he didn't have his legs last year, and just the idea that he may not. I mean, I don't know the answer to this question. I don't know if last year was just about his knee. Because, Hugh, it is bizarre. We all saw it. He didn't look right physically.
Mm-hmm.
I expected, and I thought we would get that news somewhere around February, March. He had a cleanup, right? He had a little procedure.
And that never happened.
And it never happened. So you wonder,
how serious
was it? And is this just decline? As a runner, is he just in decline? I mean, he's had 1,100 carries since he started playing football at Alabama. He's run a lot. There is a chance he's just not as great of a runner now as he was 3 or 4 years ago.
There's
that's possible.
Chance, but and that's why I feel like in order for him to be successful at this level, you have to be able to throw from the pocket. I mean, you can still run. You don't have to be as fast as you were when you were running RPO. I don't think so. But you have to be able to dissect defenses and put the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Take some of that pressure off of you, man, and use your legs as an absolute last resort. I think that's what you have to do. I think that's where, you know, some of the better quarterbacks have success. I go back to that playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens and that Kansas City defense. What did they do? they nullified that offense because they knew Lamar Jackson couldn't throw the ball down the field. Like, that's what you do. That's the philosophy. I can remember vividly Jim Johnson playing against Michael Vick. Say, man, keep him in the pocket. Whatever you do, keep him in the pocket and flush him to the right, his left, or whatever it was. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't throw that way. Make him beat you from the pocket because that's not what he does. If Jalen Hurts becomes more of a threat in the pocket, it will open up the running game for him.
So how much of this in your mind is the physical versus the mental? Like when you say be better in the pocket, is that the repetitions of throwing the ball accurately, or is it being able to see it quickly enough to? Because I think he can make all the throws.
Yes.
But last year it felt like when the blitz came, he got hurried up and he didn't know what to do and he couldn't run away anymore.
I feel like a lot of times we are creatures of habit. And a lot of times, like for me, when I play football, I played off of instincts. Instincts would take over so much so that a lot of times it would break down the integrity of the defense. Now, luckily for me, I had enough athleticism that I could compensate for that. But instincts would take over. Like I remember one time Jim would say, like if the tackle blocked out wide, you know, you have to stay wide because something's coming that way and you have to keep your pass rush lanes and you have to stay outside to keep outside contained. But my instincts would take over, and I would take the path of least resistance.
Let's go inside.
And I would go underneath, but I had enough athletic ability where I could go underneath and still get back outside and keep outside contained. You see what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of times when you talk about quarterbacks, if you tell a quarterback, okay, you know, if he knows that it's easier or the defense breaks down, he sees a hole, he's going to take that running lane because he's fast enough to do it instead of sitting in the pocket and reading the defenses and putting the ball in the hands of the playmakers. And a lot of times what we would do as a defense, we would lock everybody up and make it uncomfortable for the quarterback. And if he think that there isn't a play there, he takes it and runs it. That's playing into our hands.
Well, of course.
You have to be able to find the holes in the defense. There's not a defense out there that doesn't have a hole in it somewhere. You just have to find it. And a lot of quarterbacks don't have the patience to do that.
Yeah, and I think this happens with quarterbacks that have athletic ability. I think it becomes their crutch.
It's because it's easy to do. It's easy to pull the ball down
and run it
because that's, number one, you've had a lot of success doing it, and it's instincts. It's your instincts. That's what takes over.
So I think about this because 3 years ago now, there was a clip out there. It was like an NFL Films thing. Jalen's first playoff game, the first year they made the playoffs. There's a clip. I think we've played it before. I'm sure you've seen it. Where they're playing the Bucks. This is 3 years ago, right? Jalen's first playoff game now. And there's a clip of the Bucks players on the sideline. Kind of remember when they said he can't read?
Yeah.
And then the next year, he came back and he was great against the blitz. And I wonder, and I don't know the answer, I'm just wondering, did he become that much quicker at reading the blitz, or did he just get away from the blitz? And then last year, he couldn't get away anymore. I keep wondering this about him because you know what's going to happen. This is obvious. Teams are going to blitz the Eagles this year.
No, they're going to do it.
The Packers are coming at them until they show they could. Because last year, we all knew it. What did we talk about the whole week leading to the playoff game? The Bucks are going to blitz.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Copycat league, man.
They couldn't score.
And a lot of times, you blitz the team to make him make those quick decisions. And if it gets to the point where he's making the decisions, you stop blitzing. You'll start playing coverage. But he has to get to that point. Copycat league, Joe, I like I said, vividly remember when, for me, the trap was like my Achilles heel. Because every time that tackle blocked down, I'm coming inside. And back in the day,
they knew it.
Back in the day, in order to beat the trap, you had to wrong shoulder. And that was the hard thing to do. When I say wrong shoulder, it's like if I'm playing right in and the tackle blocks down, a lot of times you want to hit it with your left shoulder. But in order to pry, because they say you want to pry it open and make the running back take that longer road to get to the outside. So I would have to wrong. I'm showing Joe in the studio. So I have to hit it with my right shoulder.
You know Cam's almost here when we're wrong shoulder.
Yeah, you got a wrong shoulder. So you got a wrong, like you got to turn and pry it open and make the running back bow so the linebacker can scrape and that guard won't get over top of it.
Sure.
So that's what, but I would play it wrong so the tackle would get his block. The guard, I would hit the guard, and the running back would bounce outside, and they would make the play.
And what would Jim say to you?
And I would get cussed out. Like, no, this was when I was in New York that would happen. I would get cussed out.
So Parcells and Belichick are yelling at you?
Yeah, and I remember Mo Lewis was like, Hugh, he said, just close it one time. He said, if you do it one time, if you beat this play one time, he said, I promise you'll never see it again. And I did it right one time, and it never seen it. That's why it's a copycat league. And every league knows that if Jalen can't read these defenses, if that's the case, then they're going to blitz him every time.
Of course. I mean, you go back to the safety in the playoff game. You know, that's 2 years ago. Does he get away from that? And he makes it, instead of a safety, a six-yard positive gain, and we're not talking about it. I think that's possible. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need his legs to win? Let's go back to the phone lines here. Black Gritty is up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Jalen.
You ain't got no legs.
I mean, first of all, you keep your windows up and your mouth closed. It's not.
You know what? Yeah.
Don't be AC in the streets out here, doggy.
I'm in Philadelphia. I might catch a bad one.
Yeah, you're in trouble now. You're in trouble.
And I hope last week you was texting Joe Giglio about the Rojas brothers being back up. Because Rojas is out there.
I've been trying to tell Joe. Don't want to hear it though, man. Like Joe don't want to hear it. He went on vacation. Vocation and Rojas went on his. He went on a terror.
If I'm not here, it doesn't count. So I didn't. I don't. It didn't happen.
No. The Rojas boys was riding. Though. We was riding high on that horse. High up on it. Now, let me get to the point. Let me get some knowledge about cards. I saw you out there fighting on the internet too. Been rough for you out there with the jail talk. Herbert needs to be on that list. I don't know why Herbert keeps getting put on that list. He's hurt all the time. He ain't did nothing. Don't do nothing. I hate track. They keep putting him in top 10 of anything. Anyway, Jalen Hurts, yes, he needs his legs. But maybe if we have an offense that's not predictable, that I could, like, scheme and see what's going on from my couch, maybe this new offensive coordinator will have him throw over the middle for the first time ever. I don't know. Take some balls under center, some quick passes, maybe get the tight end involved before he gets injured, because he always gets injured. I just want to see something different, and that would negate and help him not having to run so much. Does he need his legs? Yes, he needs his legs. Quinn Jett eloquently said, just like Mahomes does, he runs when he needs to run. You need to have that threat. I just need him to be able to have multiple weapons, and that needs to be part of his repertoire. We got the offense. We got the running back. I don't want to hear nothing. Get this mammy jammy thing rolling, and watch your mouth when you talk about the Rojas boys out here. We back, baby. We ride.
We'll see.
So we up right now. We up right now.
Where's national anthem in America? I talked to
you. All right, Black Gritty, we appreciate it. Yeah, so you Rojas guys are feeling real good right now. Home run last week, nice catch.
A little bit. Just waiting for this thing to
you know what
round
you need.
Out.
You know, I know what you need, the Rojas guys. This trade deadline to come and go without a real center fielder in here. Because then you're home clear again.
Well, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm a realist as well. And I am stuck between, you know, rooting for Rojas and trying to make this team better.
No, I'm not stuck at all. No,
I know you're not.
I
know you're not.
I want to win a World Series.
And here's the thing, Joe. I'm okay with any move that's going to make this team better. I'm torn, but I'm okay with it because I want to have a parade.
Again,
that would be great.
No, Rojas can be here. He could be on the bench. He could come and play defense late in the game. He gets a ring. There's a role here for Johan.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
The Rojas boys. I can't believe this stuff. The guy has one nice week, and the Rojas boys are back
up. The nerve.
Unbelievable. All right. Speaking of unbelievable but believable, OG Wade's got an opinion on this. Does Jalen need his legs to win? OG!
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Good, OG. What's up?
Hey, listen, man. Let me get y'all a guy. Let me learn y'all something today, okay? Now, listen. I agree with everything that Black Gritty just said, so I'm not even going to go over that part again. But there's the notion that Jalen can't throw the ball from the pocket. That's bananas, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you do know that from the pocket, Jalen Hurts is 75% completion percentage, which is the highest in the NFL. Okay? That's the reason why they blitz him, is to get him out of the pocket, because they don't want him throwing from the pocket. He is one of the better throwers from the pocket. Mobile quarterbacks throwing from the pocket in the NFL. Way better than Lamar Jackson. Way obviously better than your boy. Everybody keep putting him up there as the Patrick Mahomes, which is Josh Allen. That ain't, you know,
Joe, you can't tell me what receiver he's throwing to this year since you said it was about projections. But anyway, back to the Jalen Hurts thing. Y'all guys just have to stop trying to put dirt, just dirt every damn where. You couldn't, with your own eyes, Joe, you couldn't see that Jalen Hurts' knee was hurt last year.
Of course. We all saw it. We saw it from September.
What are you talking about? So why are you talking about you don't appear because you was waiting? Did A.J. Brown have a cleanup when he took off the playoff game, when he quit in the Giants game? Did A.J. Brown have a cleanup on his knee? No. Okay, so you don't always need that. But Stevie Wonder could tell you Jalen Hurts' knee was bad, was hurt last year. But he's continued to play. I actually wish he would have set the hell out so y'all could actually see that this team can't win.
But he didn't play as well. That's the point.
No, Joe, he played well enough.
But he didn't play as games. He didn't play as well. That the OG 2 years ago he was great. We both agree on that. They got to the Super Bowl. He didn't play as well last year, and it was obvious his knee was bothering him. So does he need his legs to be great for him to win?
Absolutely,
I think he does,
because that's a part of what who Jalen Hurts is. That's what makes him the triple threat, not a dual threat, a triple threat, because the man has the ability to think, unlike Greg Cosell, y'all guys. Oh, we can't. They had to cut the half of the field down. Well, if they did that and the man had 2,000-yard receivers and won 11 damn games, what the hell you think he's going to do when he's able to read the whole field like y'all say he can't do? He's going to be the best damn quarterback you ever seen, which I think is a bunch of malarkey, whatever the hell you want to call that word.
Malarkey.
Yeah, malarkey.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Certain
words I gravitate towards.
He's a malarkey guy, yeah.
That's one of my words in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, so let me, I just wanted to learn. Hey, man. You know what I mean?
I had this knowledge already. We agree on this. So do you think he needs his legs to be the best to win a championship?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, then we're on the same page. But
he just wanted to argue.
Here's my concern.
You got me right.
My concern, OG, is that as the years are going on, he looks less effective as a runner. Either that's going to come back, or he's not going to have it anymore. I mean, at some point, the legs go.
Joe, my concern for you is if you don't get back from that damn steering wheel when you're driving, you're going to cut your damn head off. How about that one?
I don't get it. What does that mean?
You have your seat too close to the damn steering wheel, Joe.
You have your seat close to the steering wheel?
I didn't even realize that.
Driving like a grandma?
I guess you
should be able to stretch your arms like straight. You so far up on it, you can bite the damn steering wheel.
Trying to drive safely. 10-2. Oh, gee, I'm trying to drive safe here, man. I'm trying to get, unlike you with pedestrians, I'm trying to keep everyone safe. All right, so OG agrees with me, but he still wants to fight about things. The bottom line is, I don't know, and Hugh brought a great point up about Cam Newton. I don't know how long Jalen's going to be able to run like we've seen in the past. Last year, he didn't. And we could say, well, he didn't have surgery last year. Well, then why was he so slow? Why did he look like he was stuck in mud half the year? He's run the ball since he got to Alabama 1,100 times. Mm-hmm. If I said that about a running back, you would say, oh, he might be cooked.
Yeah.
So there's a chance in the next 1 or 2 or 3 years, Jalen just is not an effective runner anymore. That is certainly on the table, as he's taken a lot of hits and he's run a lot. Well, when that happens, can he win big? Hugh, I hope your theory on this is true and he develops into a great thrower without his legs. And I don't think either of us said he can't throw from the pocket.
Is he
more effective with the RPO game and all that?
Yeah, I think that in order for this team to have success, Jalen has to evolve. I think that's any quarterback. That's just not Jalen. That's any quarterback that you look at as a franchise quarterback. They have to evolve from the pocket. They have to be more of the traditional. And when I say traditional, I use that word loosely. The traditional pocket passer, because I feel like in order to be successful, that's the part of the game that has not changed. When you look at most of the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, have been in the Super Bowls, at some point, there comes a time where you have to be able to make a play from the pocket. Mm-hmm. Like from the pocket. You have to make a pass. You got to throw a pass. And when I think of Patrick Mahomes, he's had those plays, but the ones that really stick out to me are the ones where he broke your back when he pulled it down and he ran it. And he ran it in times where nobody thought the run was coming. Because right. I can almost guarantee you, every team that plays against Patrick Mahomes, when they come with a sound game plan,
their sound game plan is to keep contain on him, keep him in the pocket, make him throw the ball, play sound coverage on the back end. That's what you do. But you know as a defender, as a defensive lineman, that there's a chance he's going to pull it down and run it. So that kind of restricts your pass rushing legs a little bit.
You're a little bit like one less second there, right?
Yes.
You pause for a second.
So as the game progresses and he's in the pocket and he's beating you from the pocket, you get a little loose in your thought process. Because, you know, when you're a defensive lineman and you're out there, the one thing that I can remember is I better keep contain on Michael Vick, because if I don't, Jim going to cuss me out. Like that was the thought process.
And so is everyone at the vet. Is you let Vic get outside.
And so you made sure, like, don't worry about the passing. The guys on the back end got that. Stay your ass outside and keep contained.
Does Shoe do anything for
yes,
us?
Yes, he does. He keeps contained. He does that.
Can we address one thing that OG said there about Jalen being a good thrower from the pocket? I don't think anyone ever said Jalen can't make the throws or is not a good thrower from the pocket. Kyle, when I think back to the Super Bowl season, he made a lot of throws from the pocket, lot of those were off the RPO, so the defense froze. Like, the threat of his legs made him a better thrower because the defense was paused for a second, and then he made a beautiful throw over them. Last year, that defense wasn't respecting his legs.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, is the respecting the threat. I think I brought the same point up with Saquon Barkley. Like, Saquon doesn't need to be 25 touch a game guy. Just the threat of him takes pressure off of the other guys. Just like hurts his legs, takes the pressure off Saquon, takes the pressure off everybody else. Like, it just makes everything on the offense easier.
Yeah, and teams figure this stuff out fast. I mean, last year, teams started to see what we started to see. Jalen's not running as well. Well, then we're not going to respect the RPO. We're not going to crash down because he's not keeping the ball. There was a stretch last year, I would say late October through the beginning of December, he stopped really running off the RPO, and then it was like teams realized this, so they're not going to respect it as much. Chris in Middletown's up. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
What's up, Chris? Happy hump day.
Guys, we got to address some things here, but Hugh.
Yes.
Speaking pearls of wisdom, Hugh. Let's talk about this with these morons that walk out in front of cars. Okay. Charles Darwin had a theory. It was, you know, survival of the fittest, right? So these geniuses that decide that they're going to step out in front of your 2,000 or 3,000 pound vehicle, and then they also want to walk slow and think that they're tough. Yo, you're not tough. You're just dumb. If I wasn't here looking out for you because you weren't sensible enough to look out for yourself and I had to hit my brakes, you'd be, you know, roadkill. So let's stop with the insanity, all right? You're not tough. You're just dumb, okay? Everybody knows you wait for an opening, you go across, and if you're going to get in front of a vehicle at the end a little bit, you kind of rush yourself along and get about your business and, you know, don't be a jerk.
Hugh, you got an ally on this. You finally have an ally with the pedestrians.
No, it's like, it's ridiculous, man. And I understand that they have the right of way, but at the same time, there's a lot of times where people aren't paying attention when they're driving. And you're taking penitentiary chances by running out in front of a car, because there's been a couple times where I've seen, like, cars in the city. They'll run a red light. And when I say runner, I mean they really run a red light.
Yeah, they'll blow through the light.
They'll blow through the light, and you get clipped.
Don't blame you not paying attention on the pedestrian.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, I get it's a thing, but I think both parties have to be conscientious of what's going on. First of all, Hugh, we were here first.
Who do you think?
You mean us first, the cars?
People were here before cars.
Kyle. Okay, Kyle.
That is true.
We own this city.
By a long time, too.
Okay, but the rules of engagement have changed. Let me tell you this.
No, they haven't.
Who do you think?
Google the law in Philadelphia, bud.
What Kyle's saying, let me speak for Kyle.
Kyle will get clipped.
You don't speak
Kyle's
for me, bud.
He hasn't evolved. He still in his house takes stick and wood and he make fire. So
is that what it is?
Caveman Quinn over. Well, he's still alive, which is a good thing, even though he's not applying.
I know how to cross the street properly.
No, but what I'm saying is this. Kyle, who do you think's paying more attention? The driver or the pedestrian when they're walking?
The driver.
The driver should be.
You think so?
Yes, dude. They're operating a multi-ton vehicle.
First of all, what are you, nuts? Have y'all paid attention to the drivers in the city?
No, I understand that. But like, seriously? I think, yeah. But like, how many people are getting smoked on a regular basis?
Yeah, and Chris, we appreciate it.
People get hit every day in the city. I've seen, like, it might not get reported, Kyle.
But you know whose fault whose fault it usually is?
The pedestrians.
No, you're wrong. It's the driver's fault.
It's not the driver's fault. The driver, like,
you're the one telling me they're blowing red lights. lights. The drivers, it's clearly the driver's fault.
Most of the time, the drivers are idiots, right? Except for me, because I'm not an idiot.
I was waiting for you to say something about yourself there.
Because it's not me, no. Because I pay attention.
Everyone's an idiot but me.
How many times have you seen, drivers, they're looking at their phone. They're doing something else.
I get it. I used to drive through the city at 3 in the morning.
And as a pedestrian, you need to know that these foolish individuals might be doing that.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Because you can't be looking on your phone.
That doesn't absolve the idiots on their phone in the car.
I think the lesson here is everyone is stupid. Everyone get off their phone. Just pay attention. 215-592-9494. We'll come back at your phone calls. Jalen Hurts, says he need his legs to win big? And you know what we mean by win big. I mean, seriously, win a Super Bowl. Does he need his legs to win? I think yes. You think he can evolve. Plus, we get back. We'll get to the Philly stuff off the All-Star game. And there was one player last night that I watched him recently, and I'm like, that's the guy I need for the Phillies before the trade deadline. We'll hit it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.